Hi, I'm Kimberly, your wife's personal assistant. Remember we met at last year's Christmas party? Yeah, can I come in? So yeah, hi, so nice to see you again. Your wife asked me to do a few things for you while she's gone. Oh, you know, just a few loose ends here and there. Oh, of course you are, sir. It's just she was very clear that she was going to be gone for 2 weeks. She wanted a few things seen to while she was away. Of course, sir. But being your wife's personal assistant, I have a few unique insights into a few pressing matters that need your attention, and a few things she wants me to do in her place while she's gone. Of course, but she was very specific. I brought by the listings and comps for the real estate agents for you to look at. I think the top three are the most interesting. The others are mostly just for context. I also took the liberty into looking into a few caterers for next week's benefit lunch. If memory serves me right, you're hosting for the ACLU? Of course, no decisions have been made, but if you'd like to review the options, they're in that file for you here. So, have you been to the gym since she's been gone? Okay, and how many times? Right, so your wife asked me to remind you that you think more clearly and feel better when you go to the gym more regularly than that. Also, the plants could do with some watering, and you need to make sure the shades don't stay closed all morning, because they need light. I'll just check on one last thing before I go. Yeah, in your office. Sir, your wife was very specific. Thank you. Oh, I see. Oh, don't worry, sir, it's fine. You have nothing to worry about. Nothing to hide. No judgments. It's just a little bottle of lube on your desk. Every adult should have one in the house, really. Honestly, it's fine. I'm your wife's personal assistant. Boundaries aren't an issue. It's just that it looks like there are going to be a few more things before I go. Sir, your wife was quite specific. She was particularly clear on a few points. Should I come to find the plants uncared for, your curtains drawn, and a bottle of lube next to your computer? And should it be true that you visited the gym less than 3 times since she's been gone? Other kinds of assistance would be necessary? Oh no, sir, not at all, quite the contrary. Your wife's been gone a long time, and she's going to be gone for quite a long while yet. She can't be here, but of course, as her personal assistant, I can. Which is why I'm going to unbutton this blouse. And it's also why your wife purchased this bra for me, in my size. It's a copy of her favourite, correct? So, let me make this clear to you. Your wife was quite specific. She sent me to do a few things in her place while she's gone. Make sure that the plants are thriving, deliver that paperwork, and if you needed it, to fuck you. To bend over your desk and let you grip the flesh on my ass as you slide your cock deep into my dripping wet cunt. To make you keep as much eye contact as I can and to tell you to fuck me harder. And finally, to get on my knees and let you come spray all over my face. And judging by the amount of time, it looks like you've been spending at your desk with that bottle of lube. You definitely need it. With due respect, sir, I'm here at her request. I hardly think it could be called cheating. And with due respect, I can see you getting stiff from here. And anyway, I think you already wanted to fuck me, didn't you? I remember you checking me out at the Christmas party. Your wife saw you staring at me. She asked me later if I liked it, and you know what she did? She gave me a substantial raise. So quick dithering about whether or not you're going to fuck your wife's pretty assistant and unzip your pants. Good. I can see why your wife hates travelling for meetings. Now, hold still. Your wife is right. It's perfect size for deep throwing. If I have this correctly, sir, you like a lot of eye contact. Is that right? And you like to have your cock gripped very tightly while the head is being sucked. Is that right? And you like to be lit. My tongue broad and flat from the base of your balls all the way up this beautiful shaft. Is that right? Like that? I like that. Do you want to see my pretty eyes while I take your balls in my mouth, sir? Do I have that right? And you like to wipe your pretty cunt all over my lips like glass. And keep eye contact. Good. Excuse me, I have to... Of course I know your password, sir. I'm your wife's personal assistant. I also know your Dropbox password, and which folder has the videos of you drilling your wife over this desk. How do you think I know exactly what to do? Your wife has high standards, and I'm a diligent student. Ah, there we go. Sir, your wife is quite specific. No need to panic. She should be about to start in her 12:30 now, and the video has connected. Good. Hello, I'm here. It's all going well. Yes, ma'am. He's hiding from the camera. No, ma'am. He didn't get me in too much trouble. Sir, please say hello to your wife. It's rude not to. Come here now. Listen, if she didn't send me, then why is she smiling? And why is she going to keep smiling when I kiss you with my eager, tender, open mouth? Why is she going to smile more when I take your beautiful cock deep down my throat? Good. Looks like she's greeting the other people at me. And now, bend me over this desk and fuck me. Don't worry, she'll keep her screen turned away. She's muted her volume by now. Sir, I'm going to have to ask again that you quit dithering and fuck me. Push my skirt up and fuck me while your wife watches us. She's very specific about this, and I have every intent of performing all of my duties. It's why I'm not wearing any panties. I can see it in your eyes, you want it. Sir, she's waiting, and she does not like that. I really have to insist you. Oh! Oh god, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. That's it. Pound my fucking pussy. Take it. Thank you, sir. Oh god, yes. Wait, sir, please, your wife. She wants to see my face. My face while you fuck me. She wants to see my eyes. Let me, please, just let me face the camera. Yes. threw an arm around my stomach. Bend me over. Put your own hand around my throat. Just the way your wife likes it. Harder, sir. Harder. Fuck me. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, my God. Fuck me, sir. Fuck me like your wife. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God. I'm going to come. Let me come for her. Sir, do I look like her from behind while you fuck me? Do I look like her when she's gone? Does it look like it does when you fuck her? Sir, do I look like her? I want to look like her. Oh, God. Can I come for you, sir? Please tell me I can come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Sir, please. Sir, please. I want your wife to be happy with me. I want to please her. I want to be good for her. Sir, please. Wait. She's very specific. Oh, God. Sir, please. Come on my face. She wants you to come on my face. She wants to watch you paint your load all over my pretty little assistant face. Please, let me get on my knees in front of the camera. No. Let me stroke you. Let me finish you onto my face. Look into my eyes. Look at me and come. Come for me. Come all over my face. Your wife's horror assistant. She wants you to come all over her wife's horror assistant pretty face. Oh, God, yes. Paint my face. Paint my fucking face. Mark me. I'm hers. I'm hers. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I love it. It's so warm. Mom, did I do a good job, Mom? Was I good? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. May I eat his cum now, please? Mom, please. Thank you. My God, you're delicious, sir. Thank you. Okay, well, I'll be by again on Friday at 1:15 sharp. Your wife expects you to be here and to be ready. You currently have a meeting that time with your condo assist. You currently have a meeting at that time with your condo associate lawyer, so you'll have to reschedule that. No, sir, reschedule it. Your wife's schedule takes precedence here. With due respect, sir, that's your problem. I don't work for you. I work for your wife.